have now the duet from the third act of Andrea Chenier by Giordano. Gérard has been the servant in the castle of the Countess Giacolini. He has been in love with the daughter of the Countess, the young and beautiful Madeleine, who naturally didn't know that she was so adored by him, because he would never have dared even through a glance to show her of his infatuation. The French Revolution has swept Gérard out of his position up to a very high post. He is the right hand of Robespierre, and his world is life or death. He has been rather idealistic in the beginning. He has fought for the freedom of the people, but being now himself a leader of the people, he has turned rather cruel, like all the others. He has only one desire, to use his great position and his strength to make Madeleine his mistress. But she has disappeared. Her mother has been killed in the revolution, the castle has burned down, and she herself is in hiding with a friend. He has sent out spies all over Paris to search for her. And he has not heard where she is, but he has learned that she has been in love very much with the young poet Andrea Chenier. This poet is a man whom Gérard, out of jealousy, wants to destroy. And he has captured him. And we find him now looking over the papers of this of Andrea Chenier, searching for a reason why he could have him killed. He finds reasons there, but in finding them and in triumphantly knowing that Andrea Chenier is now in his hands, at the same time he realizes that what he does is very, very vicious, and that he does it from absolutely egotistical reasons. And he says to himself, I have been a servant once, a servant to people, but today I am a servant to my own passion, and I have to obey this passion. And nothing on earth to me is more real than this passion, which I have to satisfy. Madeleine comes to him. She has heard that Andrea Chenier is captured, and she has heard that Gérard, the former servant of her home, has this great position. And she thinks Gérard is the man who perhaps may help her, perhaps may free Andrea Chenier. And she comes to him without any idea that Gérard is looking for her and for very different reasons that she supposes. Gérard, seeing her, tells her that he loves her and that she has to become his. And in the struggle, she tells him of the horrible things which have happened to her when her mother was killed and the house was burned down. And when he's in hiding all the time. But nevertheless, love came to her like an angel, and love has said to her, you will have the strength to withstand everything and to sacrifice yourself for her. Gérard is overcome by emotion when he sees how much Madeleine loves Andrea Chenier, and he himself, a rather weak character, a victim of his own emotions, which are never the same, which are always fluctuating between good and bad, he decides that he will try to save him. In this moment, a soldier comes in and brings him the list of those who are condemned to death. And on this list is the name of Andrea Chenier. And he says to Madeleine, there is only one thing I can do. I go to Robespierre and try to save him. This is the scene which we see. The ending of the opera is a very sad one. He cannot save Andrea Chenier, but Madeleine goes to the prison and dies with him.